In the Gospel of John, Jesus speaks a number of I am statements, which are all really significant. We could say they're the most important words that come out of his mouth, because each of them reveals something of his identity and his mission. They talk about how Jesus is revealing through them how he has come to meet the deepest needs of humanity. Can you think of any of the I am statements? I am the gate for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth and the life. Yep, you got them? I am the light of the world. And today, I am the bread of life. It's good to ponder these I am statements, to think about them, reflect on them, try to somewhat understand them, but it's even better to bring them to prayer. Huh? Because we can't. There's too much for our brains to wrap around here. So it's important we just allow them to speak to our heart, reveal the truth of what Jesus is revealing here, of who he is, his mission, how he's come to show up for us. Allow it to sink in, yeah? Really good content for our prayer times. The context of this one today, I am the bread of life, there's a conversation going on around bread, right? They're talking about bread, the bread, the manna from heaven, which came through the intercession of Moses, yeah, in the Old Testament. And then Jesus responds, he says, well, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never be hungry. He who believes in me will never thirst. Now, Jesus is obviously not talking about physical, bodily hunger and thirst here. Yeah, he's talking about a deeper spiritual hunger and thirst, our spiritual longings. The hunger of the soul is what Jesus is talking about here. Our hunger, our desire for purpose, for meaning, for connection, for fulfillment, for lasting peace, for love, for forgiveness. The hunger and the thirst for the soul. That was his focus, that was his concern, yeah? Often people come to him for miracles, for healing this and provide for me this, but he was really always about the deeper hunger. That's what he wanted to kind of awaken in us and provide for us. But most people, as we hear today in the gospel, they did not get what Jesus was saying. And I think that was mainly because they just weren't aware of their deeper hunger and thirst. They'd become blind to it. I suspect this is a challenge for all of us to some degree. And it's usually because we're busy trying to satisfy for ourselves the hunger of our souls. And we do it through all kinds of ways, don't we? Through our achievements, through our accumulation of possessions and experiences, through our relationships. When we try and satisfy this deeper hunger for ourselves, it causes a whole raft of problems. I just want to mention two. Firstly, we distract ourselves from our deeper hunger and thirst. We kind of inoculate ourselves from our true soul's hunger, yeah? Because we're so busy doing this and that and the other, and we don't quite realise what we really want, what we really need. And the second problem is that we never truly satisfy the longing. We get little sugar hits along the way or something. Like we somewhat satisfy it, but it's never fully fulfilled. It's kind of like a double whammy when we try and solve that soul hunger ourselves. So I want to suggest that a really key kind of spiritual practice or objective for us in our spiritual lives is to get in touch with the soul's hunger, with the soul's thirst. Lots of ways we can do this. reading the Word of God can really help with that. Just sort of just awakens us to our need for God. Going on retreats, spiritual reading, you know, things like that can be helpful. But each and every day, we can at least pray for that grace. God, help me to get in touch today with my deeper hunger and thirst. The hunger of my soul, hunger for meaning and purpose and peace and love and forgiveness and all the stuff that can only come from you. And as we get in touch with that hunger, of course, we then need to listen to the words of Jesus, huh? He who comes to me will never be hungry. He who believes in me will never thirst. So we bring that hunger to the Lord, trusting that he will satisfy it.